Welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod. I'm Paul Stevenson. Thanks for hitting play. Now, today is February the 19th, and on this day in 1982, Ozzy Osbourne urinated on a statue near the Alamo. This happened while Ozzy was in San Antonio during the Diary of a Madman tour. And after a day of heavy drinking, dressed in one of Sharon's dresses, he relieved himself on the Alamo cenotaph. He promptly got banned from visiting San Antonio again, although this was lifted 10 years later when Ozzy makes a sizable donation. On this day in 1987, at a Taj Mahal show at the Palomino Club in Hollywood, Taj calls up on stage some famous faces from the crowd, namely John Fogerty, Bob Dylan, and George Harrison. Bob goads John Fogerty into playing Proud Mary by saying that if he doesn't, everyone will think that it's Tina Turner's song. On this day in 1977, Manfred Mann's Earth Band hits number one in the US with their cover of the Springsteen song, Blinded by the Light, of course. And this day sees two guys famous for being in bands release their debut solo albums. Phil Collins' first solo record, Face Value, is released on this day in 1981, and Mick Jagger's She's the Boss comes out on this day in 1985. And on this day in 1995, Motley Crue's Tommy Lee married Baywatch star Pamela Anderson. The ceremony takes place on a Cancun beach with the bride, of course, dressed in white. Just on this occasion, it happens to be a white bikini. And for today's main show, we remember someone we lost on this day in 1980. Yes, on this day in 1980, lead singer with AC/DC, Bon Scott, was found dead after a night of heavy drinking. The Scottish-born vocalist became frontman and lyricist of AC/DC in 1974 and performed on the band's first 7 released albums. Sadly for Bon, international success would come not long before his sad passing. Now with me to talk more about his death is big fan of Bond's and a friend of Vintage Rock Pod too, Joe Kay from Play That Rock and Roll Podcast.
There are few things in classic rock history as powerful as the clanging bells that open AC/DC's landmark 1980 record, Back in Black. The record opens with the tolling of a bell to honor the band's original lead singer, Bon Scott, who had passed away earlier that year. It was actually 43 years ago today that Bon was found dead in a car at age 33. The official report from the coroner declared that Bon had died from acute alcohol poisoning. To be clear, Bon had not died in a car wreck due to drunk driving, but instead, Bon's friend had allowed him to simply pass out in the back seat of his Renault 5 after a night of heavy drinking. Left alone in a car to sleep off a night of hard drinking. In February. Some friend. Sounds a little sketchy, doesn't it? Well, that's only the start of it if you actually do a little reading about the circumstances that surround Bon's death. There's a lot of contradictory stories from the people Bon had been hanging out with that night. And that's because Bon's social circle itself was a little sketchy. If you're interested in learning a bit more about what happened with Bon in his final hours, I would direct you to a book called Bon, The Last Highway, which was written by Jesse Fink. In this book, Jesse explores the circumstances around Bon's death and concludes with a theory that might upset some AC/DC fans. Turns out, there is a lot to suggest that it may not have been alcohol that killed Bon after all. Perhaps a more likely cause was a different drug that has taken the lives of so many of our other favorite rock stars. Heroin. Now, I don't have time to dive into this allegation here today, so I would just recommend checking out that book if you're curious to learn not just about Bon's death, but about the man himself. Bon is an incredibly important figure in classic rock history, and an absolutely fascinating character as well. Unfortunately, AC/DC has not advocated for the posthumous glory that Bon deserves in the same way that Queen has done for Freddie Mercury. So we may never get the big Hollywood biopic that the legend of Bon Scott absolutely deserves. But that's okay. His music isn't going anywhere, and that's what really matters. It's just too bad that there isn't very much of it. AC/DC released just 6 studio albums with Bon at the helm. And only the last one, Highway to Hell, was a proper hit. Their well-deserved success and stardom had finally arrived, but Bon was alive to enjoy it for a tragically short amount of time. And to think, the debut of MTV was less than a year and a half away from the day Bon passed. Can you imagine how great he could have been in the era of music videos? Well, in any case, Bon has now been gone for 43 years. And although they are still active, it seems that his old band tends to disappear for years at a time. So it really is up to us, the fans, to keep Bon's memory alive. And the best way to do that is through his music. So in honor of Bon, listen to one of his songs today. Be it Highway to Hell, TNT, Gone Shootin', Dirty Deeds, Jailbreak, Let There Be Rock, Sin City, High Voltage, Big Balls, really anything from that guy. Just be sure to play it loud.
And I'll be back tomorrow with more On This Day Rock Goodness. So until then, take care.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.